Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Let's start the show this week with an overture.
Century of the Overture, and welcome to another Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
You like that show, don't you, on the 20th
I love
century.
It, yes.
That was lovely. I remember seeing the original of that.
What's it about?
It's about an actress, and they're on a train, and the producer is trying to woo her back into being into a show. And there's lots of goings on the train with various other characters. There's a fabulous number, Life is Like a Train.
Yes, great.
Which opens Act Two, which in the most recent cast recording from Broadway is the most wonderful tap number. We'll play it next week.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'll look forward to that.
I'd love them to revive it.
Do you think they will?
Don't know. It'd be great. A little bit of reimagination. I think it'd be brilliant.
It's all to do with pound notes, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The trouble. Anyway, what's in our programme for this week?
Well, we've got a very... I think a very popular lyrical challenge, although I bet you won't get it from the words.
Go on, right.
And we have our Tour 22, which this week come from a little-known show called Follies.
Oh, never heard of it.
And the recordings that we've got today, two numbers, they're from the 2011 Broadway cast revival.
Very good. And as well as all that, we got Ask the Expert. So put your thinking caps on.
Might have left mine behind.
Yeah.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a girl soul to waste. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Well, I saw you today at the reception, a glass of wine in your hand.
I knew I would need my connection.
Well, at your feet is this footloose man. But you can't always get what you But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I'll lay traps for troubadours who'll get killed if they come your way. So if you meet me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy and some. What's my name?
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So it's time for the Lyrical Challenge. What you heard, Sympathy for the Duke from Moulin Rouge. Lyrical Challenge, Mrs. R.
Yes, here we go. If I present an educated pooch who's trained to dance the hoochie-cooch, what better way to waste a bit of time?
That's a good one.
It is a good one because it's quite a popular show, but I bet nobody will get it from that.
Yeah, okay. Musicals at btinternet.com. One more time, please.
If I present an educated pooch who's trained to dance the hoochie-cooch, what better way to waste a bit of time?
Lovely. And did you know, Mr. Woodgate, that she's got that thing?
Delord, your wife was telling us before about this dancer, Tina Mara.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. What sort of dancing does she do?
Mother?
Well, the last time I saw her perform, it was a rather exciting sort of a dance.
Poor Sam.
Exciting?
I think that's enough, Papa.
Oh, no, please.
Exciting? In what way?
Well, she's just got that thing. She's got that thing. That thing that makes vines prefer to cling. Yeah, she's got that thing, that certain thing. She's got those looks, those fatal looks that make book censors enjoy their books. Oh, she's got that thing, that certain thing. Just what made Samson be for years Delilah's lord and keeper. She only had a pair of shears, but this one's got a reaper. She's got those ways, those taking ways that make men rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. She's got that thing.
We got you. Aren't we lucky?
She's got that thing. She's got that thing. That thing that makes bees refuse to sting. Yeah, she's got that thing, that certain thing. She's got that kiss that warms, that makes reformers reform reforms.
She's got that thing,
that certain thing.
They tell us Trojan Helen's lips made every man her slavey.
If Helen's face launched 1,000 ships, well, hers could launch a navy.
She's got those ways, those taking ways, that make men rush off to Cartier's for a wedding ring. She's got that thing.
Thank you.
get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of our show, Miss Meta Larkin.
I'm doing all right for myself, folks. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. My investments and such have all gone up so much. Seems whatever I touch starts to rise. I've got men, I've got money, and yet the thing I want most I can't get. Uh-huh, that feels good. On Long Island Sound, I pulled up a weed, they found oil in the ground. But you telling me you don't want me around. Now, honey, that's rich. Some guys give me ermine, chinchilla, and mink. And some give me diamonds as big as a sink. But you wouldn't give me so much as a wink. Some dope. Hey, baby, I was just talking about you. Now listen, sport. This life's too short to waste it on you. It may be rough, but soon enough, I'll learn to make do with the mansion, the oil, well, the diamonds, the yacht, with Andy, Eduardo, the pontiff, and Scott, and
now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
A little bit later on, we'll be talking about the Oliviers. We couldn't talk about them last week because we had recorded that programme. But we can talk about this week, so don't go away. If you've been living under a rock for the last couple of weeks, you don't know who won on the Oliviers, we'll give you all the rundown. Are you ready for Ask the Experts, you two?
Yep.
Probably. Okay.
Question number one, who wrote Why Am I So Single?
Oh, that's the same guy that wrote Six, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Dan and Lucy and...
Yeah, I don't know what's their second name.
I can't remember.
Can't remember.
Okay, question two. Which musical celebrated 26 years in the West End recently?
26 years? It could Lion be the King? Lion King.
Okay, question three.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Which musical had the shortest run in West End history?
Was this one written by Mike Reed?
I don't know.
Which lasted 2 days, I think, or might even have closed on its opening night.
I'll give you the bonus, because the bonus point was how long did it last, but it closed on its opening night.
Oh, right, it probably is that one then.
I just need to know the title because I don't know how to actually put it together.
It's a one-word title, isn't it?
No, it's a two-word
title. Oh, right, it's a two-word title. It's not. I'm going down the wrong path.
It's the first word,
sir. Regular listeners will know about, well, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. Yeah, I've got this. And you were completely wrong with the whole singing or this whole song. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, your weekly dose of the best of the musicals.
Can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are grey. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. I could just holding you tightly, my sweet. I could keep right on because you're so light on your feet. You're easy to dance with. There is no doubt in the way we stand out in the crowd. Though it's called dancing to me, it's romancing out loud. You're easy to dance with. Loving you the way I do makes you easy to dance with. That is why I'm always right on the beat. All those charms in one girl's arms make you easy to dance with. I could hardly keep my mind on my feet.
In touch. Text 07857 982 459.
I'm in a sentimental way. So stay with me. I'll ask the orchestra to play.
And you're easy to be with. And before that, I forgot to mention we played Newsies and That's Rich. But that was Stay With Me from City of Angels.
That's another show that is fabulous. It's one of my faves. And there was a brilliant Donmar production a few years back, which then transferred to the Garrick Theatre. and got curtailed by COVID. And sadly,
we saw
never
that.
Came back in.
No.
And it was the most wonderful production.
It was fabulous.
The best act one ending of a show I can ever remember.
I agree.
But it's about time that came back. Some wonderful harmonies, lovely
musical
style.
And it had only
style.
Really just transferred, hadn't it?
Yeah, because, I think it had done about 3 weeks.
Yeah, because I saw it the Tuesday before we locked down, and actually it was half empty, I think, because a lot of tourists had already gone home or whatever.
Such a shame.
It was really a shame because it was superb.
Great show.
So talking about great shows, the Oliviers.
Yes, which took place very recently, and... I suppose from our perspective, best new musical would be the big one, which I thoroughly support the winner of this. It was The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yeah, so
that
do I.
Took home the gong.
Absolutely.
There were some good shows. It was up against MJ the Musical, Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, which I wanted to see but was fully sold out.
That was there. They did an extract from
did,
that one, yeah.
They did.
And Why Am I So Single was also on the list. But congratulations to the team, Jethro Compton and the team at Ambassador's Theatre behind The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Fabulous.
Very good.
And then the Best Musical Revival, again, thoroughly approve of the winner here. It was the Regent's Park production of Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah. Yes. I was so pleased they got it.
Yeah.
A very strong competition here. It was up against Hello Dolly, Oliver, which is a wonderful new production.
Yes, I was going to say Oliver. I thought that might get it, actually.
And Starlight Express. So three really strong contenders there. But I think the right one won, Fiddler on the Roof, which, of course, is coming back to the Barbican.
Yes. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I want to go and see
that. I wonder how they're going to get that smell of burning in the Barbican without setting all the alarms off. We'll do some more of the Oliviers in just a minute. But first of all, play a little bit more music and think about the answers to those questions which we asked the experts, or should I say not-so-experts, this week.
Mum, I've got a lot to tell you. Me and Joe have had a bust-up. This will be the last letter with a postmark stamped NY. I've met a film producer. Please don't laugh. His name is Sheldon. He's what the people here all call a real together guy. He is off to California and he wants me to go with him. Oh, thanks for your last letter. I was thrilled to hear from you. The pictures of the garden are all absolutely lovely. And incidentally, Sheldon's mum loves Mantovani too. Mum, I'm not at all unhappy. One day soon when I am settled, I want you both to come out. You will love it in L.A. I've got to buy some swimsuits, so I must rush down to Macy's. I will write to you again when I have found a place to stay.
Playing all the great songs, grease paint and stage lights from the best musicals.
Oh, we can rebuild the family name. We'll be resplendent, casting off all sense of shame. We can resume our former style, living in such a country pile. We can rebuild the family name.
We'll build a mansion on this land. We'll build a mansion and regain the upper hand.
Can't see his fortune go to waste. We are the stalwarts of good taste.
We'll build a mansion on this land.
We'll build a palace on this plot. We'll build a palace with the money that he's got.
People will show us more respect once we have briefed the architect. We'll build a palace on this plot.
The kitchen, courtyard and the laundry should be kept from view.
Why not plant some hedging, juniper or yew? All along the driveway, swaying in the breeze, I suggest an avenue of trees.
Trees have charming mother. We will design a stately home.
A stately home.
We'll have a flagpole high atop the central dome.
Flying a flag makes perfect sense. Showing the funds in residence.
We will design a stately
the best.
And then hands down, we're sure the punnets of this town.
We should appoint the Hufflepuff.
I only want to have a little house, all neater than a pin. A little house without her mother in. A little house, a house for the briny sea, a house for me girl and me. These grand designs are gonna cost a bit.
I fear we've got our wires crossed a bit.
A house so big I'll just get lost in it. I don't want the place to sprawl. I just want a house that's small enough for two.
You got home all right then?
I should have come away with you. I'm sorry.
Don't be. The walk back cleared my head. And that's what I wanted to...
Oh, Arthur, there you are. And we've been discussing the style.
I don't know much about style. I just want a cottage.
But I...
Sixpence and we'll build a palace. So that's the way to do it. Right, going to remind you of the Ask the Experts questions, which you might have done because you might have been chatting to each other and worked it out. Who wrote Why Am I So Single?
Toby Marlowe.
Yes, I thought it was Dan somebody because the woman is Lucy Moss.
Lucy Moss, yeah.
But I thought it was Dan somebody.
No, that was Dan Gillespie-Sells who was involved in Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there you are,
so
yes.
So we got it.
Toby Marlowe, Lucy Moss.
Lucy Moss,
spot on. Which musical celebrated 26 years in the West End recently?
I don't know.
You said The Lion King.
26 years. The Lion King must be round about that, but that's not it.
No. Yeah, it's not it. Not what is written here. 26
years. What's been on that long?
What's been on that long?
You can ask your parents.
Les Mis is way too long.
That's 40, yeah.
That's 40.
You can ask one of your parents.
oh, that's a clue, isn't it? Cryptic clue.
He's thinking about it now. Question three. Which musical had the shortest run in West End history and how long did it last? It closed on the opening night or after opening night?
I'm not sure. I know there was one, that Andrew Lloyd Webber, that was incredibly short.
The one I was thinking of was Oscar, the one of Oscar Wilde, which I think was the Mike Reed musical.
Do you want to go with that?
No, because you said it was two words.
Well, I've got two words. But
is it Oscar Wilde?
It was Oscar Wilde.
Oh, right.
That was the one, yes.
Because another one that closed quite rapidly was the Spice Girls one, wasn't it? Viva Forever.
Yes, Viva Forever, yeah.
That didn't last very long.
Well, there was one Andrew Lloyd Webber one that went down really quickly a long time ago.
How long ago are we thinking?
Oh, but like...
Was that Hello Jeeves?
80s?
That was his favourite, but that wasn't very successful.
Was it by Jeeves? Was it by Jeeves, the original by Jeeves?
Because
the revival didn't help.
Let's open it up.
Before my time.
What was it that had the three cardinals in it? There were three cardinals in it. That might not have been Andrew Lloyd Webber. There was a trio for three cardinals, and that closed like night three or something.
If you can put us out of our misery, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
Yeah, well, that's the end of the programme. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, let's talk about Swan Lake, Matthew Bourne.
Oh, yes, because I am shortly going to see Swan Lake, which I'm so looking forward to because I love Matthew Bourne. I've seen several of them now. It's going to be just fantastic. And I just thought I'd mention the tour dates for anybody who wants to see them. So it's at Milton Keynes from Tuesday the 15th to Saturday the 19th of April. And then it goes to Cardiff, Canterbury, Bradford, Sheffield, Dublin, Aberdeen, Glasgow, Woking and Wimbledon. So if you're near any of those theatres, go and see it, because it's going to be amazing.
I saw the Nutcracker Suite. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
He does little twists on it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Are you listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights? With me, Mark Billsby, Julie Ruffy, Alistair Woodgate, a bit of Charlie Girl. Go back to 1986, shall we?
Involved in the show.
You can go, but be back soon. You can go, but while you're working this place I'm pacing round, until you're home, safe and sound. Fare thee well, but be back soon. Who can tell where danger's lurking? Do not forget this tune. Be back soon. Soon. You can go, but bring back plenty of pocket handkerchiefs. And you should be clever thieves. Whip it quick and be back soon. There's a sixpence here for 20. Ain't that a lovely tune? Be back soon. Soon. I don't know, somehow I'll miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio, not goodbye. Don't be gone long, be back soon. Give me one long last look, bless you. Remember our old tune. Be back soon. It's sad but true that parting is such sweet sorrow. Why I say cheerio, not goodbye, come be gone, come be back soon. Give me one more.
lost, but bless you, remember our old tune.
Version. That was way back in time, that one, wasn't it? I mean, did you, if you saw the Olivier Awards, you would have seen Fagin do the reviewing the situation. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah. Wonderful.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Very good indeed.
Yeah.
And also, that was mentioned, was it one of the winners of the Olivier's or a nomination?
It was nominated for Best Musical Revival. Picked up only one award, I think, on the technical side.
It's a shame, isn't it? Because the choreography was so good.
Yes.
But it's always the way, isn't it? In another year with different competitive shows, it might well have come out on top. It's
just one of those things.
Just one of those things.
It sounds like a song. Another one was Michael Jackson or MJ
the Musical.
Should we do that?
I was originally going to see that, wasn't I? And then I went away to New Zealand.
You did.
Just beat it. You're better when you better do what you can.
should have appeared in the Great British Bake Off musical, couldn't it? Beat It.
Beat It.
Yeah, that was from MJ the musical, not MG as I said originally, and Beat It. Now it's time for our 2 at 22.
It is indeed, and we've got two numbers from Follies. Any one of the numbers from the show we could have included, but we've opted to go today with Broadway Baby, but before that, Beautiful Girls.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Hats off, here they come, those beautiful girls. That's what you've been waiting for. Fashioned a flower so fair, no rose can compare, nothing respectable half so delectable. Cheer them in their glory, diamonds and pearls, dazzling jewels by the score. This is what beauty can be. Beauty celestial, the best you'll agree. Oh, for you, these beautiful girls.
In the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance. to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Say, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. Plus a tube of grease paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving out of 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Broadway baby, making rounds all out. Eating out a greasy spoon to save on my dough. At my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill all over Times Square.
Was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
If you'd like to suggest a 2 at 22, send them through please to musicals@btinternet.com. Back to the Olivier's.
Indeed. So let's take a look at Best Actress and Best Actor in a musical. Best Actor, John Dalgleish won it for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Very strong cast there with Adam Dannheiser for Fiddler on the Roof, which was a wonderful performance. Miles Frost for MJ the Musical, Simon Lipkin for Oliver, and that is the new definitive Fagin, I think.
Yes.
And also Jamie Muscato for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet. So some really good contenders there, but John Dalgleish won for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And Best Actress in the Musical, I'm kind of a bit upset that some of the others didn't take this way. It went to Imelda Staunton for Hello Dolly, her fifth Olivier Award. But she was up against Chamisa Dunford-May for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet, Lauren Dew for Titanic, which Lauren Dew was just stunningly brilliant.
You've seen it, haven't you? Yeah, my daughter's seen it as well.
Claire Foster for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and Lara Pulver for Fiddler on the Roof. So you begin to see a little bit of a trend here on the shows that have been coming to the top of the pile.
Yes.
And then if we have a quick look at Best Actor in a Supporting Role, again, a fabulous winner here, Leighton Williams for Titanic. As he said in his acceptance speech, I am the first one to win an Olivier for playing an iceberg.
Yeah.
And so to Best Actress in a Supporting Role in a Musical, the winner here was Maimouna Memon for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. So with a nomination there in Best Supporting Actress and nominations for the show in other categories, let's hear a number from the show, The Great Comet of 1812.
Sleigh. Where to now? Where can I
to the club, not to pay calls. Mankind seems so pitiful, so compared to that softened, grateful last glance she gave me through her tears.
It was clear and cold.
Firmament open to my eyes, wet with tears.
And there in the middle of a precious
the end of the world. But for me, the comet brings no fear, no, I gaze joyfully. And this bright star, having traced its parabola with inexpressible speed through immeasurable space, seems suddenly to have stopped, like an arrow piercing the earth, stopped for me.
Paint and Stage Lights, the Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
See, the trouble is when we chat a lot, we forget about the fact that the clock is ticking.
Yeah, I know.
And we've now come to the end of another hour.
Where's that gone?
Go so quick. Yes, the answer to question number two was Mamma Mia, 26th year.
Of course it was.
Oh. Hence, ask your parents.
Yeah,
you
good clue. Good.
Thank you. Nice. Anyway, I've got to go. We've got to go. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's lyrical challenge.
It was There's a Sucker Born Every Minute from Barnum.
Blessing or a curse, you're still gonna buy it. Why? Because every 60 seconds in this world, a delightful phenomenon takes place which absolutely guarantees it. There is a sucker born every minute. Each time that second hand sweeps through the top like dandelions, up they pop their ears so big, their eyes so wide and low. I feed them bona fide baloney with no truth in it. Why, you can bet I'll find some room to buy my corn. Cause there's a sure a shooting sucker born a minute, and I'm referring to the minute you was born. Each blessed hour brings 60 of them. Each time that wooden cuckoo shows its face, another sucker takes its place, plunks his quarter on the line to buy my brand of genuine malarkey. God bless and love them, but don't feel sad or hoppy mad or cause a scene. Sucker born a minute, but ma'am, you might have been the minute in between. If I allow that right here in my hands, the smallest living human man, the sight of that is surely worth a dime. If I present an educated pooch who's trained to dance the hoochie-cooch, what better way to waste a bit of time? If I imported monumental cost, a lady fair whose head was lost while crossing railroad tracks to pick some zinnias, who eats farina through a hose and wears pink tights instead of clothes. If that ain't worth a buck, my name ain't Phineas. Ah, oh, yes, sir, that is hogwash. Well, who cares? You buy my hogwash long as there's a sucker born every minute. Each time that second hand speaks to the top like dandelions, up they pop their ears so big, their eyes so wide, and though my tail is bona fide baloney, just let me spin it. And ain't no man who can resist me waiting. Shooting sucker born a minute, and friends, the biggest one, excluding none, is me.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.